Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday. Hence, a book is born. Season 8 opener right here live on Tribe Family Channel. I'm your girl, Beverly Black. We're doing it live via Tribe Family Channel, blogtalkradio.com/Tribe Family Channel. We are a Gumbo for the Soul International Family Brand, and it feels good to be back. We've been on a slight hiatus, and we're going right back on that same hiatus as I am writing several books, and they have got to be born. So welcome to A Book Is Born, our nationwide lineup of seasoned authors, along with our generous sponsors, have teamed up to bring right content and relatable dialogue for your listening and reading pleasure. Grab a good seat and prepare to feast as we dish out this serving of gumbo. You won't leave hungry. Our guest speaker is author Stephanie Bailey to discuss her literary journey and the 411 on where to grab a copy of her new page turner. So if you're online and you'd like to call in, call 563-999-3731. And if you have called in but you'd rather go online, again, that is blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. A Book Is Born by Gumbo for the Soul and Tribe Family Channel are created by yours truly, Beverly Black, all rights reserved. And so it is a privilege and a pleasure to welcome Stephanie Bailey to A Book Is Born. Hello, sister. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
It's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for being a sponsor of Tribe Family Channel on A Book Is Born. And we plan to get all the goods about you and your book and what motivated you to become an author. So that's really my first question is, what motivated you to become an author?
You know, honestly, I have been writing articles on Hub Pages for quite some time, way back when. I've written over 240 articles on Hub Pages about relationships and love and sex and whatever the gamut was regarding relationships and love. And, you know, it just, I've always had this vision on my vision board that I wanted to one day, you know, be a published author in a book. And yeah, God just gave me this vision for my book that's coming out in October, and the vision was I was going to have 21 other co-authors with me on this vision, and I wanted the book to be from women to help other women so they don't feel alone in their circumstances, and I wasn't sure how I was going to get there. I have an amazing publisher, Bray Taylor Productions. Laura DeFranco is my publisher. She's absolutely amazing. I feel very blessed to have her. And, yeah, I just feel super blessed that the vision that I was given has come to fruition. And it's been an amazing journey.
Awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. Now, are there any other writers in your family just to go into the journey itself?
You know, I have to say my sister Tanya Gardner, she is actually one of my co-authors. And we actually have a podcast that we just started together. Yeah, so I brought this vision to her and, you know, she was going through some stuff, so it kind of took her a moment to be like, okay, this is something I see myself doing because she's never written anything before and her chapter is phenomenal. I mean, it is so good. I'm so excited that she's on this journey with me. And I'm even more excited just how her chapter is going to change so many women's lives that are dealing with having a child that has a mental. She's talking about how her son has schizophrenia. And so it's such a heartwarming, touching story that she wrote about. And, yeah, it's just a great addition.
Very appreciative, very appreciative. Now, I know you said you've written all of these amazing articles. How many books have you published? Or is this your debut?
This is my debut being a lead author in a book collaboration. Yeah, so this is the first one I'm actually a lead author in. I actually have another book that crossed my fingers. I'm scheduled to come out in November. That will be my own book. It's called 99 Types of Guys, and I have an amazing illustrator that's working on some illustrations to get that done, but our goal is to have that done by November of this year. So as long as illustrations are, you know, can get done in time, that's our goal. But yeah, it's going to be a fun dating book for women that has, you know, different types of guys, and then it has different funny tips that I give, you know, to prepare women for that type of guy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you did mention that you had a publisher, but the next question is, are you self-published or represented by a literary agent / publishing house?
So I am represented for Misadventures Guide to Ultimate Empowerment for Women. I am represented by Laura DeFranco for that book, and she's the publisher that's publishing this entire book, getting it out there. She had her illustrator work with me to create the cover for the book, which I just absolutely love. So I do have
a
publisher for that. I do not have – you what?
No, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Say?
I said I love it too. Congratulations. You know,
oh,
women
walking
in their power. Yeah, I love
it. Thank you. I love that, Beverly. Thank you. That makes my heart super, super, super happy because it was a journey to get to where I wanted, and I love that my vision finally came to fruition on that cover. I feel like it speaks like just loudly of what the book is about. So I appreciate that.
So give us the title of your book and a description, if you will.
Yeah, so it's called Misadventures Guide to Ultimate Empowerment for Women, Harness Your Power and Thrive in Every Area of Your Life. And the description is 22 of us, all of us authors, are sharing stories to help women. So various stories, such as I'm sharing how I met my biological mother and the emotions I went through with my abandonment issues that were coming up. There are stories in there of women who have left abusive men, and each story after stories, we share practices that we use so that we don't let our insecurities, fears, abandonment, doubts take over our lives. So it's not a matter that we are just like, hey, we figured it out. This is what we do. This emotion never comes up for us because that's unrealistic. Emotions can come up unexpectedly, but it's how we deal with those triggers when they come up and what practices we are sharing to help other women. So when they're going through something, they can walk away feeling inspired and have those practices they can use in their lives.
And we are definitely going to really dig deeper into that right there, because you're going to be my guest on The Woman at the Well, September 4th. That is a Sunday, and we're going to be able to really dig deeper into the emotions and really talk about what we go through as women. Today's writing journey on A Book is Born is just to go through, you know, the writing journey, to really find out how it all came to fruition. Now, how do you come up with ideas for your books or your articles and what have you? What process does that undertake?
You know, for my articles, I have dated a lot of men in my past, and so I would say, you know, most of my articles came to fruition from my personal experiences with the different men that I've dated, as well as, you know, if I'm talking to a friend or a coworker and they are talking about a relationship that they have been in that I could relate to, that's where my articles, that's how I got that inspiration for my articles. As far as for this book, honestly, it was a lot of meditation and prayers. I knew that I wanted to make an impact with Misadventures Guide to Ultimate Empowerment for Women. I wanted that to be the main focus, was how can I impact other women's lives to help empower them. I'm a relationship coach and expert, and so I believe very highly that empowering ourselves is what gives us that strength to see red flags or to see when something's not working in our lives. And so I wanted to be able to create a book that could help empower other women. And so through that, and, you know, putting it out there in all my social medias to help find the right authors, the right co-authors with me is how this book ended up coming up to fruition.
Beautiful, beautiful. Gumbel for the Soul Publications compiles anthologies, and so I really love the fact that it is a myriad of women co-authoring with you, and so kudos to you on that. What were some of the challenges you faced as a writer?
Oh, gosh, that's a good one. Well, you know, I know people say writer's blocks don't exist. I feel like they can exist. And it's just, honestly, it's getting in our own way. We can overthink what we're trying to write. That can also happen. That was happening with some of my co-authors as well as myself. And that was the most, I would say, challenging part is when you're writing and you're either self, you know, having that self-doubt of what you're writing, or you're thinking like this, will this fit in with everybody else's? That's something that can happen. However, for me, Laura, my publisher, has just been amazing. I mean, you call her and she's like, okay, let's talk about it. And she will get you, you know, she will get your mind moving. And I feel like because of that tool she's given me, I was able to also give that to all of the co-authors that were involved. So when they were having that moment of, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know if I'm writing or if this is going in the right direction, I would say, you know, read it to me. Let's talk about it and let's pull more out from you to make your chapter successful.
Awesome, awesome. Are there things you would do differently?
With this book, no. I mean, you know, there is moments, I mean, I had, you know, authors and then certain authors didn't work out towards the last minute. And I just, you know, my whole thing was, you know, you just have to give it up to God. And I did. And through that journey, I was able to find authors last minute, and their stories actually fit and were more relevant for this book project. And so for me, there's not much I would change. I mean, it was a lot of work, but I've learned a lot from it. And I feel so grateful and blessed to have each and every one of the co-authors that are in the book right now.
Awesome, awesome. How important do you think it is to engage your readers?
Oh, I think it's extremely important. And, you know, I had to, in this book, I was responsible for writing the intro as well as the conclusion and, you know, writing for everybody, because that's what the intro is. It's not just about my chapter, but it's also so that when somebody picks it up, they want to continue reading. And, you know, I feel very proud of my intro as well as my conclusion. And the kicker was, you know, it was a lot of stress, you know, working with 21 mm-hmm. other authors and feeling, you know, like feeling their stuff and feeling their, you know, like, is this going to fit in? And, you know, their anxiety and stress around stuff. And so when I submitted my intro, it felt so good to have my publisher come back and be like, I absolutely love this. Like, you did such a great job. And it just gave this big, like, relaxation for me as a lead author that I was on the right path for this book.
I can understand that anxiety. I call myself the medulla of manuscripts. Well, rather, someone else gave me that name. We were laughing in a conversation because I've been heading Gumbel for the Soul Publications since 2003. And that's why this show is called A Book Is Born. You go through labor pains. You go through emotions, you cry, you laugh. There are so many things that relate to motherhood that also relate to birthing a book. And I actually created a bassinet while I waited for my first book to be born, and it was quite a journey, but I can appreciate the emotions because that tells you that this is real. this is real. This is, affects
absolutely.
Me. It is, yes, and it affects not only, you know, your emotions, but those of the women or men that you're working with in terms of getting the story out of their head, onto the page, and into print, and ultimately into the reader's hands. So thank you very much for that. Now, who are some of your favorite authors?
Oh, wow. I love, love, love Gabrielle Bernstein. I don't know if you've read her book. She's a phenomenal writer. She is a self-help guru based on her life and what she shares. Ilana Van Zant is another favorite of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, who else? There's so many. I'm trying to think. You're putting me on the spot. I'm trying to think.
Well,
Elizabeth Gilbert. I mean, there's so many, you know. I mean, there's just so many
mm-hmm.
people. I guess it just depends on what the book is.
Right.
You know, but Gabrielle Bernstein is who I've been following a ton. I have all of her books. I mean, she's huge on my list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Marianne Williamson. I really like Marianne Williamson. She's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, all right. where do you see yourself as a writer in, say, the next year or two?
I would say in the next year or two, I see 99 Types of Guys coming out. There's a second edition I'm already working on for that book as well. I see myself promoting my books at a higher vibration. I really just see myself immersing more. I mean, there's books I want to write about, you know, dating and more of a dating manual that I want to write for women. And I also see, you know, myself writing more about my life because I've gone through a lot of experiences and through working with Laura, I mean, what she has taught me as a writer and also all of the co-authors is, you know, when you're writing, are you showing or are you telling that experience? And it's such a difference when you're showing the reader like what like fear looks like and feels like versus just saying I was scared, but like describing what scared means. And through that experience and through writing my story, I see myself writing more about my life and everything I've been through.
Wonderful, wonderful. I am a firm believer that everyone has a story to tell. Who will you trust to tell yours? And it is imperative that we write our memoirs, tell our stories, be transparent about our lives to the extent and in as much as possible. But it is very... you know, it's therapeutic, it's healing. When you have come face to face with that which has, you know, had any impact on you, it takes the strength away from it. If it's something that has been overwhelmingly controlling to the degree of facing your tigers, facing the lion. So writing for me is therapeutic. I've written all my life, poetry, commercial, jingles, you know, essays, whatever. So it's a beautiful thing, and I love what you're doing. So what inspires you to write? I know I asked you about what motivated you to become an author, but what actually inspires you to write? Say, for instance, I won't even say, for instance, you tell our audience what inspires you to write, and then we're going to take a quick commercial break, but take your time.
What inspires me to write, honestly, is helping, for me, my target audience is women, and I do feel like even with my articles, men can read them and understand more. So it's not like, you know, I'm discounting men, but my target audience is women. And what has inspired me is when I've gone through stuff and I hear other women have gone through stuff, I write so that they realize, like, you're not crazy in this situation. You're not alone, because I've actually been there. And my article started to come to fruition, and so many people start to chime in and be like, oh, my gosh, I thought I was the only one. Thank you so much for writing this. And so the more I kept getting that feedback, the more I was like, okay, this is what I'm meant to do. I'm meant to write to help change women's lives, to give them that strength and give them that tool to help empower themselves to realize, like, they're not alone in something that they're feeling, and finding that connection so that we all realize that we're in this together, in a sense, and to connect and make each other stronger.
Amen, amen. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to A Book Is Born. This is our Season 8 opener, hosted by yours truly, Beverly Black. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be returning with my phenomenal guest, author Stephanie Bailey, right after this commercial break.
You know the name.
You saw their story on Unsung.
You remember the hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shylight featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shylights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now here's a brand new book
from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group.
The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Thompson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits. The Shylights were forced to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Thompson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
Welcome back to A Book Is Born, and I am so blessed to inform our listeners that Marshall Thompson of the Shylights has another book coming out right here out of Gumbo for the Soul Publications. It is entitled Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. It depicts the six seasons that we hosted Soul School Music right here on Tribe Family Channel. The foreword is by Dr. Otis Williams of The Temptations, and you can actually secure your RSV copy. Only 200 will be signed and autographed. So go to facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel and you will be able to access the information and get the ordering link. So thank you for tuning in once again to A Book Is Born. My guest is author Stephanie Bailey, and I'm going to return to my line of questions with this phenomenal woman. Now, you told us what inspires you to write, what motivated you to become a writer, the descriptions of your articles, your books, who your target audience is, and who some of your favorite authors are, how important it is to engage your readers. Now I'm going to ask you a question, and you brought up this subject a few answers ago. What are some methods you use when you don't feel like writing or when you get writer's block? And if you will remember, you brought up writer's block. So it's right back at you.
It is true. I had to bring that up. You know, honestly, my method is I take trips to California. My best friend, Kimberly Malone, lives in she lives in Laguna Beach. And so I will take a trip there. When I see the ocean, when I hear the ocean, it just relaxes my brain and I'm able to just write more freely. Another thing I do if I can't get out to California is that I will take a step away from what I'm trying to write and just do something like take a yoga class. I'm a yoga instructor as well, so I'll take a yoga class. I'll meditate. I have soaked my feet in Epsom salt and had switched from each day. Like one day I've done rosehip oil in it. The next day I've done I put in lavender oil, and that actually with a white candle helps to release my mind so that I can think more clearly. So that's another step I do as well.
I love it. Homeopathic remedies so that you're more in touch and in tune with yourself and releasing whatever's blocking that energy from flowing. So I love that you incorporate, you know, the yoga and the just the sensing of the body. Writing is not always the mind. It's about the space that you're in and your comfort levels. I've actually gotten, I didn't consider it writer's block so much as I just wasn't writing. I knew what I needed to say. But I was in California, and I actually went to Maryland. I was in Potomac, up in this nice mansion, too big for anything I could ever live in. It was comfortable but uncomfortable, if you know what I mean. But I finished my book, closed the computer, and hopped back on the, you know, red eye back to California as the book was being released. So I wouldn't know the results until I, you know, obviously got back home and looked online. But I was pleased. But it was just a matter of, like you mentioned, you'd go to California. Sometimes when we relocate ourselves, and it doesn't have to be geographically, not everybody can jump on an airplane. I'm not in a position where I can just do that at any given time and day. But that was an opening for me at that time, and I accepted that opening. And I was able to achieve what I wanted to achieve. But oftentimes, even here as a radio producer and still an author and publisher, not changing geographic areas, but doing some things that will help me to wind down, hot baths, nice soaps with homeopathic scented oils, candles, what have you. And so I'm really into what you just said as far as being able to release our thoughts and having channeling those energies within so that we can produce those results that we're looking for. So I want to encourage anyone that if they have a question for our caller, simply press 1 and you will be entered into the queue. I will be opening up the phone lines in about another 12 minutes at 45 past the hour is our regular time of opening the phone line. So please press 1 and you will be in the queue to ask your question. Stephanie, do you write full-time? And if so, how long? If not, what's your regular occupation?
So I'm a yoga instructor. I've been a yoga instructor at Core Power for 13 years. actually just over 13 years here in Denver, Colorado. I'm a teacher there. And then I'm also a love coach and expert. So I have love clients that I help guide to find their own personal self-love, because I believe that self-love is the key. Before you can have a successful relationship, you need to have the tools to really learn to love yourself. So that's also what I do. I'm very passionate about that. And I love the way I guide. I guide because I've gone through, a lot of experiences, and I come with a non-judgment atmosphere. So when you're getting love coaching advice for me, you're coming to a non-judgment place, but you're also having to come like you're ready, because I do challenge my clients. You can tell me something, and if I'm not feeling it or if I feel like you're resisting, I will be honest about it. So you have to definitely come ready and open to receiving your own self-love and working on your own self.
I like how eloquently you put that. And sister speak, you better come ready.
Pretty much, yeah.
Don't play with her. She will push you to get it out of you. You know, I love that because we have to be honest with ourselves. And I love what you said. You know, and until we fully love ourselves, we can't love anyone else. So unless we really know what love is, and because everyone has a different definition of love. So if we're not even having the conversations with the potential, how do we know that that's going to turn into love? You know, and not a bunch of, well, I thought you meant this. Well, I thought you meant that, you know. And so to know what is clear and to know yourself first, like you said, you're very passionate about that, and I felt that. I really felt that because you have to be willing to be real and transparent with yourself. You have to be willing to be real and transparent with others. And you have to be willing to be honest and truthful about what love is for you. And it's okay if the other person, and it's okay if someone doesn't fit into that definition, there's nothing wrong with them. But we at least have to all be able to have the conversation and come to the table and to really have honest relationships and friendships and not, you know, look to game on people. And so when you know what it is that you're looking for in love, you will recognize the games and the BS and sidestep all of that because you've really taken the time to get real, real within. And that's very important.
Oh, absolutely. And Beverly, it's also, you know, I always tell women, it's like, know your happiness meter, because when you're able to be by yourself and enjoy yourself, then guess what? Your partner will also enjoy you. If you don't even like to, you know, stay home alone and cook yourself dinner and be by yourself, well, then your partner's not going to enjoy you if you don't enjoy yourself. And it's really also breaking down our old patterns, right? And, like, figuring out, like, why is my picker off when it comes to my relationship? Why is my picker off when it comes to my job? What has been the impact in my life? I mean, I dig into, you know, what's been going on with your parents and your siblings and your friends that you are surrounding yourself with. What type of things are you going on, like, with your job? I mean, I break it down to so many different levels so that you're gaining those tools to say, oh, wow, because self-love isn't about, you know, saying you look good in a mirror. I mean, that's not self-love. We can all be like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty or I look good, or I have great clothes or whatever, but that's not the self-love I work on. I work on that inner, deep self-love so that you'll know those red flags. And when somebody comes in and they don't meet your five non-negotiables, then you can be like, no, I don't care how good-looking you are, you don't match up with what I want. And then also creating, you know, that deeper love with your partner that maybe hasn't been there as much because you didn't value yourself. So it comes from different areas depending on, you know, what clients come to me and where their experiences are at the time.
Right, right. What shape they're in. I love your answer to that. I love that answer. Yeah. What one piece of advice would you give an aspiring or first-time writer?
I would say believe in yourself. We all have the ability to write. And, you know, in my book collaboration, Misadventures Guide to Ultimate Empowerment for Women, when I meditated and I prayed, and the women I did actually, so for me, I interviewed each and every person on the phone. So it was on the phone or FaceTime, and I spent an hour talking to each person to figure out who is the right fit. And I didn't base it on if they have written a book before or if they were in a book collaboration. That's not how I based it. I based it on, is this person able to be vulnerable? So that's a big thing I'd also say is believe in yourself and be okay being vulnerable. Because like I said, there's co-authors in this book that have never written anything before, and their stories are amazing, amazing, because they were willing to be vulnerable.
Awesome, awesome. Do you have any upcoming events?
Upcoming events. Well, oh, I do. I have a podcast that I just started with my sister, Tanya. It's called Sisters on Love, Life, and Keeping It Real. We just posted our first podcast, I think, 2 days ago, if I'm correct. So we're going to be posting these weekly, and our podcast is about just everything and anything. And we're not going to filter it, meaning we're not going to go back and cut things out. We're just going to talk real and put it out there because it's more about, for us, having that connection versus making it a perfect podcast. And we'll be talking about things like relationships and breakups and dating and, you know, like the frustrations we can go through when it comes to, you know, the relationships we're in or relationships we've had. Or, you know, I help the parents, my partner's two sons. So talking about that, and she's a mother of five. And so we're going to be touching on all aspects of just love, life, and keeping it real. So I'm super excited to announce that. That's probably the biggest thing right now.
Ah, congratulations. Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, back to writing. Have you ever wanted to quit writing for any reason?
I sort of stopped writing articles. So, like I said, I wrote like 240-something on Hub Pages. Before that, I wrote about 15, I think, something like that, on Elephant Journal. And then after I had my shoulder surgery, I just kind of got away from it because I was writing weekly, and I just stepped away from it. I feel like I needed a breather because I was also trying to get, at that time, well, 3 years before that, because back in 2013, I was trying to get 99 Types of Guys out to be published, and I was having a hard time finding a publisher. And so I kept writing and writing and writing, and then something just told me to take a break. And there was this inner voice that was like, just rest your mind. Everything will come to clarity later on. And I didn't know really what that meant or when. And sure enough, it did. So I feel like everything happens in the time that it's meant to, not the time that we expect it to.
Awesome, awesome. And you really have to have a good read on the season that you're in. Like you said, something said take a break. You know, when you have an innate voice, for me, you know, I'm very spiritual, so I'm aligned with God. I believe in one God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not religious. Mm-hmm. I am spiritual. And when I sit in faith and make sure that I'm aligned where I need to be, you know, I'm usually flowing, but if something is off, you know, it really requires for me to, you know, have some introspect about where I am personally, what I'm doing as a publisher myself when I'm reviewing manuscripts. I've gone through where I've rejected manuscripts, but I didn't delete them. I would keep them in a folder. And by the time I'd gone through everything before publishing, before we get to the typesetting, I'd go back and I'd look at the rejected manuscripts again. And some of them I would actually move out of the reject file into the approved file. And it had to be me. Nothing changed about what was written on that page. So I'm now reading this over in a different season of my own life. So what made it make sense to where now I would accept it? And now that's a practice because I know that things shift in our lives. Perspectives change. Our own understanding can be off kilter. And so it's very important to find our own center and try to stay as aligned as possible. And, you know, like you did when it felt like, you know, I mean, you got the voice, something said, take a break. You took that break. You listened and realigned. And look at you now on the move. I mean, I know you got all kinds of things going on, coming out. We're going to take a quick commercial break because I want our listeners to be able to find out once again what's on the horizon, how they can connect with you, where they can, partake in, connecting on your website, social media platforms, perhaps pre-order your book, and all of those. So we'll be right back here on A Book Is Born right after this quick commercial break.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites at The Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
Welcome back live on Tribe Family Channels, A Book Is Born. I am Beverly Black, and this is A Gumbo for the Soul International Family Brand. You can visit us online at gumboforthesoulinternational.com. We have 5 anthologies under development, and we would love to have your submission. We have Women of Honor 2, Men of Honor 2, Call to Serve, Suicide is Not the Answer, and Incarcerated Mothers Matter Too. So we invite your participation to Gumbo for the Soul Publications. Visit gumboforthesoulinternational.com. And now I would like to hear from our guest, Stephanie Bailey. Please let our listeners know where they can reach you online, social media, website, how they can pre-order your book.
Anybody is welcome to follow me on Instagram. I am miss_adventures_coach on Instagram. I also have 2 Facebook accounts, my personal one, Stephanie Bailey. They can always DM me there as well. Also, I have my page for my coaching, which is Miss, this is also on Facebook, Miss-Adventures Self-Love Dating Relationship Breakup Coach/Expert. I'm also on LinkedIn under Stephanie Bailey. And you can also reach me on my email. My personal email is miss-adventures with an S at the end, series@yahoo.com. So those are the multiple ways to get a hold of me. And then I also have my website, which is miss-adventures.com. So that's another way as well.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, we're almost winding down and heading to the end of the program. Now that school is back in, I think that I'd like to know what subjects in school, if any, help shape your views in what you write?
You know, what's interesting is that throughout my life, I was constantly writing poetry. And I remember I wrote this paper in my English class, and it was about Duran Duran. And I wrote about having dinner with the band. And I described the food as, you know, mushi ga pan. It was like Chinese I was describing. And it's interesting because I didn't even realize that I was great at writing until, and I got an A- on that paper. And then looking back, you know, I don't know. Yeah, have you ever read The Artist's Way? Have you ever read that book? It's a great book for writers. So it takes you back, and it says, like, when was a time that you wrote? and it brings you back into your past, and it makes you realize, like, you're a writer, or, for instance, you're a painter, whatever the case might be. And so looking back, knowing, like, writing has always been something in my life and has always been encouraged by teachers, but I went to school for fashion design merchandising, so I didn't even think about that I was a great writer. I didn't even think that I had that writing in me because I was focused on, you know, fashion design merchandising until my life turned and it just, writing became something that I became very passionate about. So, yeah, it was always there inside of me. So I have to say English, even though I wasn't very, like, grammar-wise, I wasn't very strong in that. I mean, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. that's why I use this, like, Grammarly when I write. But, mm-hmm. you know, my storytelling was always there. I mean, even when I was a child, I would tell stories when my parents would pack us up in a car and we would go camping. I would tell these stories to my brothers and my two brothers and my sister about cows. And, like, I would make up this elaborate story about these cows. So I was always that storyteller. So it was, like, mm-hmm. I said, it's always been embedded in me. And so looking back, it just makes me smile knowing that this has been my destiny.
Yeah. That is so fascinating. Your story and your journey is enjoyable, and I have really enjoyed speaking with you here on A Book Is Born. You know, you bring a lot to the table. I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate the fact that you vetted the women very well for the book. It's not something that was haphazardly put together, but it's completely developed. It's not throwing together stories, hoping to have a product, flipping out pancakes, don't
yes.
care what the flavor is. This is something that is heavily vetted and developed, and it is meant to impact the lives of the women, not only those who are in the book, but those that you are serving. And so thank you for your ministry in what you are doing to impact lives, being a yoga coach, life coach, relationship coach, the things that matter emotionally. You know, I feel like you have a lot of empathy from what you have said to me this evening. And that goes a long way, because if people don't know that you care, they don't care what you know. They have to know that you care, and people will always remember how you treated them. We've heard all of that before. I'm not the author of those colloquialisms, but we all have heard that, and we know how true it is.
Yes.
So I can appreciate that you are taking the time to develop a product that's really going to help people in their lives. And, you know, and that's not to say that we're doing everything correctly. So, you know, I feel like your book is going to have some right content, so a lot of us may want to course correct ourselves and say, oh, is that what I've been doing? Is that what I've been doing wrong? Not misadventure.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you again for all that you give and do as that life coach and that relationship coach, and teaching women to love themselves first before they add to the equation. And tell our listeners once again the name of your book, your website, and your email address so that they can connect.
Yes. So the name of the book is Miss Adventures Guide to Ultimate Empowerment for Women, Harness Your Power, and Thrive in Every Area of Your Life. The book is scheduled to be published and out there October 17th. If anybody wants to buy a copy from me directly, I will sign it, and they can reach out to me. So you can reach out to me through my email. So it's Miss, M-I-S-S, Adventures with an S at the end of that, and then series at yahoo.com. And my website is miss-adventures.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much once again for being our guest here on A Book Is Born. Much success on the launch of your book, Miss Adventures. And what is the full title? One more time for our listeners.
Yes, it's called Miss Adventures Guide to Ultimate Empowerment for Women, harness your power and thrive in every area of your life.
Woo-wee, that's a mouthful right there, Queen.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that is very powerful, and I'm looking forward to reading it. I will be getting a signed copy myself. So, again,
Yes. Thank
you for being here on A Book Is Born, and we're looking forward to your interview on The Woman at the Well, Sunday, September 4th, and we're going to find out even more about what goes on with this exciting woman, author Stephanie Bailey, on A Book Is Born. So thank you once again, and have a blessed weekend.
Thank you, thank you. I cannot wait to talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. And I want to say thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been the Season 8 opener of A Book Is Born. Again, I am Beverly Black, also known as Beverly Black Johnson. I am the creator of Gumbo for the Soul Publications, the anthology series. You can find us at GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. If you'd like to be a guest on the A Book Is Born, simply reach out to tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. That's T-R-I-B-E, tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. And we will be happy to have you on one of our book tours. So tomorrow we would like to invite your presence to tune back in at the same time. I will be interviewing Mr. Peter Davidson on A Book Is Born. So same Tribe Family channel, same Tribe Family time, ladies and gentlemen. Be blessed and be a blessing, and we'll talk soon.